Our New Testament reading today comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And we hear this word. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and his powerful strength. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. Therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day and after you have done everything possible to still stand. So stand with the belt of truth around your waist, justice as your breastplate, and put shoes on your feet so that you are ready to spread the good news of peace. Above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Offer prayers and petitions in the Spirit all the time. Stay alert by hanging in there and praying for all believers. As for me, pray that when I open my mouth, I'll get a message that confidently makes this secret plan of the gospel known. I am an ambassador in chains for the sake of the gospel. Pray so that the Lord will give me the confidence to say what I have to say. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. For the past several Sundays, we've been studying the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Now, Ephesians is a book about the church, primarily. In it, Paul presents Christ's church as a body, a family, and a holy temple. And each of these images calls for Christians to live together in love and unity. The church, which is Christians living together in love and unity, is the dominant theme of the book of Ephesians. It helps us to understand the nature of the devil's schemes and the armor that God has provided us to use in withstanding them. Now, in verses 10 and 11 of today's Bible passage, Paul says, "Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and his powerful strength. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil." Simply stated, the devil's tricks that Paul is referring to in Ephesians are the devil's strategies for disrupting the unity of the church. The armor of God is God's resource for maintaining unity. Living together in love as the living church of Jesus Christ isn't optional, it's essential. Now, for those of you who are following along on the study guide that's in the bulletin, I'll repeat that for you. And if you need a pen or a pencil, I think we had some here elsewhere. My first point today is the armor of God is God's resource for maintaining unity. Living together in love as the living church of Jesus Christ isn't optional. It's essential. So we are encouraged to put on the full armor of God. Paul says, so stand with the belt of truth around your waist. And earlier in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, Paul had written, therefore, after you've gotten rid of lying, each of you must tell the truth to your neighbor, because we are parts of each other in the same body. You see, openness and honesty will ultimately create a climate of trust and unity. Any attempts to hide our motives or to deceive others will create a climate of misunderstanding that will make unity impossible. For example, that little white lie that seems so innocent is one of the devil's messengers intended to disrupt fellowship in Christ's church. As my mother used to say, a half-truth is a whole lie. Going on in verse 14, Paul said to put on justice as your breastplate. Now, other translations say righteousness rather than justice, because personal holiness and purity are essential to unity and to corporate holiness in Christ's church. I'll repeat that. Personal holiness and purity are essential to unity and to corporate holiness in Christ's church. Then Paul goes on to say in today's Bible passage, put shoes on your feet so that you are ready to spread the good news of peace. It is so important for us to be well-versed in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 2 and elsewhere in his writings, Paul had frequently stressed the fact that the gospel brings peace, not only reconciling us to God, but also to one another. In the book of Ephesians, peace is that quality of full acceptance which maintains the bond of unity created by the Holy Spirit, enabling the church to move responsively to the marching orders of Christ, our head. Without peace, the work of Christ on earth is severely impaired. Now, Paul has shown us in chapter 3, verse 20, a God who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by the power that is at work within us. And that's why Paul now tells us in verse 16 of today's Bible passage, above all, carry the shield of faith so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. And if we keep our eyes on God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine, all Satan's fiery doubts or darts of doubt will be extinguished. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul described who we were. In verse 1 of chapter 2, Paul says that at one time we were like a dead person because of the things we did wrong and our offenses against God. And there in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul also affirmed who we are, persons who are alive in Christ. We are God's workmanship. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, however, God is rich in mercy. He brought us to life with Christ while we were dead as a result of those things that we did wrong. He did this because of the great love he has for us. And now in verse 17 of today's Bible passage, Paul says, we are to take the helmet of salvation because it is through salvation that God brought us to life in Christ. Being alive with Christ is our identity. And together we Christians need to keep this identity foremost in our thoughts. I'm going to repeat that. Being alive with Christ is our identity. And together we Christians need to keep this identity foremost in our thoughts. In order to strengthen our shared identity, let's not see others in the church in the light of what they were, or even what they are now. Let's see them in all their potential in what we are together becoming. If this perception of our fellow Christians shapes our attitudes toward them, then one of Satan's most effective schemes, which is to make us critical, hostile, or rejecting, that scheme will be defeated indeed. Going on in verse 17, Paul says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Now, this is the only piece of armor that Paul explained. And why is that? Because the themes represented by the other parts of the soldier's equipment were explored in earlier chapters in Ephesians. But Paul had not earlier touched on the word of God. The other parts of the armor are for our defense against the devil's disruptive schemes. But this sword, which is God's word, enables us to take the offensive. When we teach and live God's word, Satan will be increasingly revealed to be a defeated foe. I'll repeat that. When we teach and live God's word, Satan will increasingly be revealed to be a defeated foe. Now, I know that many people today, including many Christians, don't believe in the existence of Satan. But just because we don't believe in something doesn't prevent it from existing. A few years ago, there was a movie called The Usual Suspects. I don't know how many of you happen to see that. But in that movie, one of the main characters said, "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing people he doesn't exist." Satan is at work, and we need to guard against him. Finally, in verses 18 through 20 of today's Bible passage, Paul says, "Offer prayers and petitions in the Spirit all the time. Stay alert by hanging in there and praying for all believers. As for me, pray that when I open my mouth, I'll get a message that confidently makes this secret plan of the gospel known. I'm an ambassador in chains for the sake of the gospel. Pray so that the Lord may give me the confidence to say what I have to say." Put on the full armor of God. God has provided us with the resources we need to fight our spiritual battles. But we can't use them without prayer. These are spiritual resources, and we must rely on God as we use them. Let me repeat that. Put on the full armor of God. God has provided us with the resources we need to fight our spiritual battles, but we can't use them without prayer. These are spiritual resources, and we must rely on God as we use them. Amen.